Good morning, it's Wednesday, July 21st. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Cloudy today with a high of 72 degrees. A few clouds overnight with temperature in the low 50s. Expect to see more officers at city-sponsored events in Lakewood. The police department is increasing its presence after recent gun-related incidents that include a shooting at a movie night at Fort Steilacoom Park on July 9th. A witness says shots were fired during a fight and at least two people ran toward a parking lot full of people watching Disney's Coco. No one was hurt and police are still searching for suspects. Officers will now be present at events like farmers markets and concerts. A police spokesperson says the cost will fit in the budget and won't affect other departments' resources. A driver accused of causing his passenger's life-threatening injuries in Tacoma is pleading not guilty. The 27-year-old is charged with vehicular assault and was released on his own recognizance after appearing in court this week. The wreck happened Sunday downtown at Broadway and South 9th Street. Witnesses say the vehicle was speeding when it ran a red light, veered onto the sidewalk and crashed. Witnesses also say the passenger had been hanging his head out the window and hit an electrical box. The passenger was taken to the hospital with a life-threatening skull fracture. Police say he told them he'd been drinking. Some local groups hope to see improvements at Sound Transit stations in Lakewood and South Tacoma. The agency met with the Tacoma Area Commission on Disabilities, the city's Bicycle Pedestrian Technical Advisory Group, and other groups earlier this year. They talked about concerns and suggestions for making the stations more accessible. The agency says an online survey showed participants calling for infrastructure to make it safer, including curb ramps, painted crosswalks and pedestrian-activated lights. An outreach summary suggested more lighting at both locations. Sound Transit plans to start making improvements by 2023. The director of Tacoma Venues and Events is leaving for a job in California. Kim Bodier is resigning effective September 2021 to take up the position of Senior Vice President and General Manager of Honda Center in Anaheim. She says the center reached out to her about the job. Since 2012, Bodier has led management for facilities owned by the city, including the Tacoma Dome, Greater Tacoma Convention Center, Cheney Stadium, and downtown theaters. Her work isn't without controversy. The city and Tacoma Arts Live had a public falling out over a recent request for proposals of managing the Pantages, Rialto, and Theater on the Square. Colleagues, former students, and players are rooting for a longtime Lakewood coach and teacher who's in a Tacoma hospital with cancer. Hundreds of people gathered this week for a vigil for Mel Ninnis. It was held outside St. Joseph Medical Center where the Clover Park basketball coach is receiving treatment for stage 4 bladder cancer. He was diagnosed about a month ago after experiencing back pain following shoulder surgery. Ninnis became head coach in 1995, racking up 14 league and district titles, 6 state tournament appearances and the 2011 state title. He was inducted into the Washington Interscholastic Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2017. Some stars of the big screen are coming to the Puyallup Fairgrounds. The Washington State Summer Con announced the celebrity lineup for its August event. The convention on the 7th and 8th will be at the Washington State Fair and Events Center. Guests include Bonnie Wright, who played Ginny Weasley in the Harry Potter franchise, Giancarlo Esposito of Breaking Bad and Mandalorian, and Ron Perlman of Hellboy and Sons of Anarchy. Comic book authors will also be in attendance. Convention organizers say visitors will see toys, comic books and video games. Tickets are online starting at $18 for a one-day general admission. Join us Friday for a live Q&A with Seattle Kraken reporter Lauren Kirschman. She will answer reader questions following tonight's expansion draft and ahead of the NHL entry draft. RSVP for the event at www.thenewstribune.com. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!